No, 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 no.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. And Father God, we thank you because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father. So we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we decree and declare that in you we move, live, and have our being, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God. We decree and declare that this day will be a day of miracles, that this day will be a day, Father God, that you release a peace that surpasses all understanding, that this day will be a day, Father God, that you begin to keep and lift up even the Kelly family and the Kelly household, Father God. We thank you for your servant in the man of God and prophet Deacon Kelly. We thank you, Father God, for our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. We thank you for their vision, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed. We decree and declare, Father God, divine provision for your servants, the company of prophets. We decree and declare, Father God, a divine hedge of protection over your people that are on this conference line right now, Father God. We thank you for covering them. We thank you for covering their families, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. We plead the blood of Jesus over jobs right now and over people's finances. We plead the blood of Jesus over people of God's family. We decree and declare that no lack, no hurt, harm, or danger shall begin to befall your people, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for touching us. We thank you for touching us and making us the head and not the tail, above and not below, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day shall be a day of divine provision, that this day will be a day, Father God, that you'll begin to release prosperity, that you'll begin to release creative ideas, that you'll begin to release the wealth of the wicked, which is laid up for the righteous. Oh, Father God, we decree and declare that your people are a peculiar people, a holy people, a people called by God, a peculiar nation. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Why? Because happy art thou, O Israel, a people who is like unto thee. Oh, Father God, we thank you now. We thank you and we decree and declare abundance in life. We decree and declare, Father God, a divine hedge of protection, Father God, over your children. Oh, Prophetess Naomi and Prophetess Bethany, let's open up the line and begin to start speaking in our heavenly language.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the victory over every power of darkness on today. We thank you, Lord God, for a blessing. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow, Father God. We decree and declare, Lord, victory and healing and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, that your blessings rain upon us. We thank you, Lord God, that we have victory over all the power of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that violence shall no more be heard in our land, or wasting nor destruction within our borders. We thank you, Lord God, that our walls are called salvation and our gates are called praise. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of restoration. We thank you, Lord, that everything that was violently taken away, that you are restoring even now. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration. For our shame, we shall have the double portion. We thank you, Lord God, that we will be restored in every area of our lives, Lord God, for down to five generations, Lord God, everything that the enemy has taken from us throughout our bloodline, God, we call forth restoration, lands that were taken, Lord God. We call it back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, cars, vehicles, jobs that were snatched away, we decree and declare, because you said if the thief be found, he must pay full restitution, and we decree and declare restitution for all that has been lost. Father God, we decree and declare health, healing, and breakthrough, even family relationships. We decree and declare restoration, Lord God, healing, and deliverance. Every generational curse is broken in the name of Jesus. And we declare, God, that we are the mighty of God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the holy of the Lord. We are the holy nation, God. And others will see and know that as the power of God flows through our lives, that we are your chosen vessels. We call forth all things into divine order in our lives, Lord God. And we remove every blockage that would prevent the power of God from flowing freely through ourselves. And we pray, Lord God, and we bless and strengthen our Archbishop and our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Touch her voice even now. Strengthen her vocal cords, Lord God. E rabakare beshere biyala voko rabasha. E kabababababasha. Fresh oil, Lord God. Let it pour on her even now. In the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare blessing and strength and comfort and undergirding for the Kelly family. And we decree and declare that there shall be no lack in their house. No lack, Father God. Let there be no lack in Jesus' name. And we bless our parents, our elders, Lord God, our children of the prophetic, and we protect them. The blood of Jesus cover in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, I give you all honor and praise, O God, and I thank and praise your name for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. I thank you because truly you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last is and always will be, O God. And without you, O God, we are nothing, O God. I thank you, God, for your hedge and protection all around us, O God. I plead your blood, God, of protection, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Protecting our homes, protecting our children, protecting us, God. I thank and praise your holy name for giving us traveling mercies, oh God. I thank you, God, for restoration, God. I thank you, God, for structuring and restructuring, oh God. I thank you, God, for making the crooked road straight, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, that no one can pluck us away from your hands, oh God. I thank you, God, for giving us awareness, oh God. And I thank you, God, for giving us growth, oh God. I thank you, God, for healing relationships and healing marriages, oh God. I thank you, God, for protecting your marriages and your relationship. I thank you, God, for communication, God. I thank you, God, for giving us the right people to come and help us to do what you have us to do, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for your loving kindness, oh God. And I thank you, God, for increase, God. I thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh God. I thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. I thank you, God, for leading the path so for us, oh God, and sending your angels to walk before us. And God, we want to give you our honor and praise and thank you, Lord, for as we sleep, you watches over us, oh God. And thank you for our leader, God, and thank you for all that you have done and doing in their lives, oh God. And thank you, God, for just helping them, oh God, and leading them the way, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for all that you have done, for your many blessings, abundance that's coming our way right here, right now. We thank you for all the leaders who also walking with our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. We thank you for the families, the partners, and all that's on the line, oh God. Oh God, we Amen. Give you all the glory and praise. Be with their family, and we want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this midnight cry. And Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you, Father, for this night, for your people, and all the ones that's on the line in Jesus' name. We thank you for the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan and their family, Lord. We thank you for strength. And we thank you, Father, for covering with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for healing them, Lord. We thank you for keeping them, dear Lord. And we also thank you, Father God, for the people on the line who is crying out to you, Lord. Let them know that you are there. And we lift up the Kelly family, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your angels to begin to minister unto them, each and every one of them, Lord, and give them the peace that is far beyond man understanding. And, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you allow them and let them know that you are the solid rock in which they will stand. Lord, we bless my family, Lord. Meet every need in the name of Jesus. Bring salvation to your people. Bring breakthrough, Lord. Bring healing. Restoration. I thank you for blessing the families, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be to God. Father, we give you thanks again and praise for this privileged opportunity, Father, that we can come boldly, Father, to your throne of grace through your blood. My God, the blood has redeemed us. My God, the blood, my God, has paved the way for us, my God, to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts, my God, with praise. Decree and declare, my God, that truly, my God, this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad. And we thank you, Father, for causing our voice to be like trumpets, my God, and brand new trumpets, my God, to echo your voice, my God, throughout the nation. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise, my God, for, Lord, knowing that you inhabit the praise of your people. Thank you for the garment of praise, my God, and for the oil of joy and oil of gladness and a spirit of rejoicing in the hearts and lives of us as your people. Even going forward, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that you will continue to pour in, Lord, your anointing in a very unique and a very special way, my God, refilling, reviving, rekindling, my God, even the fire from deep within, my God, that your word continue to be fire, my God, in the name of Jesus, touching the lives of your people and others, my God, even to the globalization of the prophetic. Thank you for Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, that you'll strengthen your covenant and you covenant us all, Father, beneath your blood, in the name of Jesus, as we continue to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, Father, Lord, you already declared you will do a new thing. Before it spring forth, you will tell us about it. So, Father, let the revelation come forth through your Holy Spirit that is in us, my God, who teaches us all things and shows of things to come. And reveal, my God, the Lord Jesus Christ in us in a very special way, that we may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering, we may confirm it unto his death. And we thank you, Father, as we continue to press, my God, and press, my God, towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in God in Christ Jesus. We thank you for your angels and assignment covering every family, every Lord, every grandchild, every young child, my God, we cover them with your blood. Even in the schools, my God, they're going up, they're coming, we assign angels, my God, to encamp around about this. And we thank you for your protection from coast to coast, from border to border, from shore to shore, that your angels is on assignment. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God,
God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everything you are doing in your life. We ask you to guide us and help bring safety in our life and help us to have prosperity and always keep you in mind. God, we ask you for healing and power, for you to be able to guide us in our steps in our daily lives. We ask you to always keep our heads up no matter what we're going through. Remember that you are the one that helps, and you are the one that we follow when we need someone the most. God, I thank you for everything that you are doing in everyone's lives. I thank you for giving me what I have today. I'm thankful for my parents, everyone that's around me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father God, I thank you.
We can't hear you.
Father God, I thank you for this time of living. Father God, I thank you for everything that you have been doing for us. Father God, I hope you covered the home, covered the Covey family with the blood of Jesus. And I hope that you have a great time as we doing things that are very powerful. I see you opening up the doors and everything. Jesus, thank you for everything.
And Father God, I come to you with an open heart and an open mind and an open ears to hear and an open eyes to see, God. Father God, I ask that you use each and every one on this call tonight in a special and mighty way that they're able to touch others in their lives, God. Father God, I ask that you break through blue. Father God, I ask that you cover and you console the Kelly's family on this night, God, and even going forward, God. Let your angels camp around them, God. Father God, I ask that you favor our children, God. Favor our loved ones, God. Father God, heal those that say that I'm sick, God, and let them say that I'm healed. And I am whole and I'm complete, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the prosperity and the breakthrough and the victory that you have already have given us. Father God, I thank you because you have made me an overcomer. You have made me a conqueror in this world, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for letting me be who I am and for others to be who they are. Father God, you said according to your word, Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things. So I know that I can be trusted with the millions and be favored with it, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the investment money. I thank you, God, for all the things and all the life that you have put inside of us and even in the Cook household, God. Father God, I ask that you right now favor our children when they're in schools, God. Favor the kids, God. Look over them, God. Protect them even while we go in and see summer months, God. Father God, even look over the homeless, God. Let your love seep into their hearts, God. Shield them, God. Father God, I even ask that you even touch our president on this night, God. Let everything that this world and what this country is going through, God, let it be pleasing to you, God. Father God, I give you all the praise and all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day. We thank you for the freshness of this new day, Father God. We thank you for every life that's here even now on the line on this morning, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity to lift your name up even on this morning, Father God. We thank you for life. We thank you for love. We thank you for abundance even now, Father God. Father, thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. Father, we know that you began everything, and it is when it is the ending, Father God. And I just thank you even now for all that you are in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, cover us as we come and as we go even now, Father. Father, continue to lift us up, Father God. Father, give us innovative ideas, Father God. Father God, stir anew in us. Father God. Father, we will continue to give you the glory. We'll continue to give you the praise. We'll continue to give you the honor, Father God, because you are an all-knowing, Father God. You are the creator, Father God. Father, I thank you and I love you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we just thank you for another opportunity to come together and pray, Father God. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father. We thank you for all the souls that have gathered together on this line to pray and intercede for others on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for seeing it fit to wake us up this morning, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to see another day, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity to do your work another day, Lord God. We thank you for families in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening families. Strengthen the family unit in this season, Lord God. Strengthen husbands and wives in this season. Strengthen children in this season, Lord God. Have children obey their mother and their father in this season, Lord God. We thank you for ordering our steps in this season, Lord God. Put us in the right place at the right time amongst the right people, Lord God. We thank you for touching our businesses, Lord God. We thank you for prosperity in our businesses, Lord God. We thank you for unique opportunities and divine connections in our businesses, Lord God. We thank you for right help in this season, Lord God, and right timing in this season, Lord God. We thank you even now for the Kelly family, Lord God. We ask that you continue to comfort them, continue to strengthen them in this time, Lord God. We thank you for giving them a peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. We thank you for being a comforter, Lord God. We thank you for being our strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all of the miraculous things that you are doing in our lives even now, Lord God, even the things that we do not understand, Lord God, for we know that you work all things out for the good of those who love you, Lord God. We thank you for our elders, Lord God. Thank you for their allowing their wisdom to be present in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Mary Berrien, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them and keep them, Lord God. We thank you for our leaders, Lord God. Continue to strengthen and keep them. Continue to strengthen the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord God, as they continue to strengthen and lift up your people, Lord God. I thank you for my parents, Lord God. Continue to strengthen and keep them in this season. I thank you for my siblings. Continue to protect them, cover them, order their steps in this season, Lord God. I thank you for our education system, Lord God, and what you're doing in education in this time, Lord God. I thank you for our young folks who are going to school right now, Lord God, and those who are getting out of school even for the summer and moving on to, you know, higher grades and moving forward in their education, Lord God. I thank you for all that you are doing even now, Lord God. I thank you for my nieces and nephews, and thank you for putting them in the right places and giving them divine connections, Lord God. We thank you for prosperity in this season, Lord God. We thank you for peace in this season, Lord God. We thank you for right thoughts in this season, Lord God. We thank you for all of the miraculous things that you are doing in our lives even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we lift up each and every prayer request to you now, Father. And we ask that you seal it, Father, with your selah. And we thank you even now, Father God, for touching each and every life on this conference line. And those that are even connected to those lives that are on this conference line, Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing inside of our marriages and inside of our homes, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even inside of our lives, Father God. We thank you for lifting up our leaders, Father God, and strengthening them even in this time and in this hour, Father God, to continue to do your work and to do your will, Father God. We thank you for their vision to globalize the prophetic, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for adding souls to the church daily, Father God. We thank you for lifting up each and every leader, Father God. Father God, right now we ask you that you touch even each and every elder, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen their bodies, Father God, and give them rest, Father God. We thank you for releasing even a peace of mind over them, Father God, and keeping their mind even now, Father God. We thank you for their wisdom and their generosity, Father God, in the communities, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for every matriarch and every patriarch, Father God. We lift them up even now to you, Father God. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Pastor Mother Mary Berrien, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God, and strengthen their physical bodies, Father God. Restore unto them, Father God, their youth, Father God, as they continue to do your will and do your work, Father God. We thank you for touching the minds of the children, Father God, even now, and keeping their hearts and minds stayed on you, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for raising up young men and women, Father God, of valor that are going to preach the good news, Father God. We thank you for raising up young men and women, Father God, in my generation, Father God, that are going to go ahead and proclaim what thus is the Lord, Father God. Father God, we thank you for revealing your secrets to your servants, the prophets. We thank you for your company of prophets, Father God. We ask that you lift up each and every member of the company of prophets and those connected to those as in the company of prophets. Father God, we lift up each and every seeker, each and every prophetic order seeker, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God. We thank you for each and every person's lives. We ask that you even cover the foreigners, Father God, those that may have been deported, Father God, those that may be scared of deportation, Father God. We thank you for covering them, Father God. We thank you for covering the stranger in our land. We thank you, Father God, for covering and favoring even the widower, Father God, and covering even the fatherless, Father God, in our land, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them, Father God, and releasing a peace that surpasses all understanding even upon their lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for releasing your serenity even upon them. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, upon each and every prayer request, Father God, such that our mind can be stayed on you, Father God. For we know that the promises of the Lord are but yea and amen, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, even now for doing the new thing in our lives. Father God, we ask that you specifically lift up even my mother, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, and lift up her voice as she continues to do your work, Father God. Father God, right now we cancel any attack of the enemy, Father God, that are against your people and against our leaders, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for canceling it in advance, Father God, and we decree and declare restoration and provision, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for doing it, and we love you, Lord, and we just want to give you all of the praise, give you all of the honor, give you all of the glory, Father God. We thank you for your everlasting peace, your everlasting love, your everlasting kindness, Father God, your everlasting mercy, Father God, that you continue to shoot to us, Father God. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi and Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Joshua Jordan, for that. Amen. As we are winding down, I want to thank everyone for being here and being present on the Midnight Cry. Pastor Deborah is here on the line in the background. God bless you, Pastor. And are there any announcements?
Yes and yes, Prophetess Bethany. Come and join us tomorrow at noon, from noon to 1, for our very own Pop Life Radio show. Prophetess, we will be having Prophetess Cheryl Clark and Prophetess Nikea Brown on that conference line. That's from 12 to 1. Also, tomorrow we'll be starting our very own men's conference. That's right, our men's conference will be happening at 310 Riverside Drive at the Home Church. Come and join us. I believe that's going to start promptly at 5 p.m. Tomorrow at the church, and the Master Prophet will be having special guests there. And it's free of charge, and it's open to all men of all ages. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bethany.
Okay. Thank you, Prophet Joshua. I believe tomorrow night for the men's conference beginning, it is at 7 p.m., and then on Saturday, it is at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, so men of all ages, as you heard Prophet Joshua state, and then tomorrow morning, join us here live, our very own Master Prophet, on the line at 9 a.m. You want to make sure you make the conference call, and today we celebrated the life of our very own Prophet, Deacon Kelly, and so if you want to go ahead and continue to uplift the family and support the family, the Kelly family, even as we are continuing to lift them up, you can go to bishopjordan.com, and there is a link right there on the page for you to go ahead and with the honoring his age, which was 59. So it's a 59-59 donation. Go ahead, and we're encouraging those to go ahead and support the Kelly family. Amen. Are there any other announcements? Okay, it is 12:30. I want to say God bless you all. Love you all for life. Thank you for being here. We will see you all. We will talk for our Midnight Cry at 11:50 p.m. tonight. God bless you all. Peace.
God bless you.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.